Under current law, there are circumstances where law enforcement officers are able to conduct a search without a warrant.
For example, where an officer is in fear of his safety, if he believes that there may be a weapon present that could harm him, if he's in imminent harm, if he feels or she feels that there is evidence that may be destroyed if the search is not conducted immediately. Those are already allowed under the law without consent.
But Fort Lauderdale Democratic Senator Gary Farmer asks, what about situations where officers require the person's consent, yet they don't have it? And do people know they have the right to decline a search in those cases?
One would think that most people are aware of these rights, but numerous studies have been conducted which show that an individual, when approached by a law enforcement officer in uniform, is essentially a bit intimidated, and they don't really fully understand that they have the ability to say no to that search.
One such study came from a Department of Justice study from a few years ago.
Of all the searches that were done, 50% of the searches were consensual, as opposed to a warrant search or as opposed to an emergency exigent circumstance search. But of those 50%, 78% of the people reported believing that they could not refuse the search and that they thought the search was illegitimate. I got pulled over for a burnt out taillight. Now I'm getting searched for something that's much more significant than that. And so that shows that we have a problem where citizens just simply aren't aware of what the law is.
So Farmer says he filed a bill to remedy that.
Senate Bill 262 would establish a requirement that law enforcement officers advise officials of their rights, particularly that they are able to refuse a consent of their vehicle.
Still, his measure has received some pushback from lawmakers like Senator Dennis Baxley. The Ocala Republican says instead of creating a legislative fix, he feels the bill is creating a problem and places an added burden on law enforcement.
And this just doesn't go in the direction of the message that I want to give to those who are out there on the front line. And instead, well, you've got these law enforcement constantly being reviewed and questioned, internal investigation. Why did you pull this guy over? Why did that? You can't follow your instincts anymore as a law enforcement. You sense that something's wrong and you investigate it. And this goes with that sentiment that says it's your duty to inform them they don't have to cooperate with you. Why should I tell anybody they don't have to cooperate with me? I don't get that.
But Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley disagrees that the bill is negative toward law enforcement. Still, Bradley says he doesn't believe it should be up to the legislature to decide such an issue. In addition, he cited the exclusionary rule that's already in place in the U.S. The legal rule essentially states evidence collected in violation of a person's constitutional rights is inadmissible in court.
I love law enforcement, and I think these should be a part of the protocols, but I just don't want to codify it. And I see where you're coming from with this, and I think people have a right to be left alone if they want to be.
St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis says he too is conflicted about the bill, but he says he would lean more toward passing the bill if some changes were made.
Standardize the language, just like we have with Miranda rights, to remain silent, to make sure that there is some standardized language as to what officers must say or should say in these in regards to search of papers and effects and property.
Meanwhile, as for the bill's sponsor, Senator Farmer, he says his goal is making sure Floridians' rights are enforced, not letting criminals get away with committing crimes. And he says he intends to work on addressing the concerns expressed by lawmakers before it comes back up again for another hearing in its first committee. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.